From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Last night, she was awful. Rex Ryan was maybe even worse than her.
Well, that's the thing. She might have been the best of the three.
Yeah, and Sergio Dipp, English isn't Sergio Dipp's first language. Don't put him on the broadcast. They set him up for failure. He might be a talented dude, but this is what he's going to be remembered for now because ESPN put him in a bad spot.
And whoever put that team together should be ashamed of themselves because Rex clearly wasn't prepared either.
No!
If Beth Mowins had been good, no one would have known because that whole group was just a mess.
Official statement, Texans will start Deshaun Watson on Thursday versus the Bengals per NFL Network.
It just makes you look like you don't know what you're doing. You've invested a lot in this guy. I think you need to be careful with him.
Well, and you also invested the entire preseason in Tom Savage, who you said was your guy, and it wasn't questioned. If he's the unquestioned starter, how does he only get one half? You limit Deshaun Watson's growth by limiting his reps, and then you throw him out there after one half?
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And we have a statement from your buddy Craig Carton, finally.
Oh, yes.
Would you like to hear what he said?
Yeah, go ahead and give it to me. I'm sure it goes something like, once the truth comes out, blah, blah, blah.
It's pretty close.
Okay.
I want to thank my family, friends, and fans, and especially Boomer for the outpouring of public and private support I've received over the past few days. As you can imagine, it's been incredibly hard to be silent while there is an endless stream of vitriol being hurled my way. But I'm confident that when the facts come out, you'll see that I am not guilty of these charges. My fight has only just begun, and I know when this strange episode is over, I'll be back stronger than ever. Thank you for all the kind words and good wishes as I continue on with one of the greatest battles of my life.
Okay. That guy's a dummy. So remember we were talking about how much money he makes?
Yeah.
It turns out that dude makes $2.5 million a year.
Really?
If you work in this business and you make $2.5 million a year, how about this? Stop gambling. Because you've won. Like, you won the prize. Walk away with your $2.5 million, invest it, be happy. Find another thrill. Secondly, don't rip people off. I mean, obviously. And whatever this guy got into such great gambling debts that he couldn't cover them, making $2.5 million a year, that's some serious problems, bro.
I would say that I'm always the first one to say, well, innocent until proven guilty. Let him have his defense. But when the FBI nails you, usually
they
know what they're doing.
Yeah.
For the most part. Unless you watch a Blacklist, in which case they have no clue.
And it just seems like this guy has a gambling problem that, you know, and you know, gambling addicts, they don't know when to stop. And when you do a Ponzi scheme like this, it's almost the same thing as gambling, you know? I'm sure you get the same rush when you're taking money and then you're trying to cover your ass for other stuff.
Yeah. I don't know if it's the same rush exactly, but
it's almost, you know, it's kind of you're gambling with other people's money that you're
right.
Selling fake tickets to.
And really, I don't know that he was the one. I don't know, from what I read, it's not like he's necessarily selling the fake tickets, but he's getting investors into this company and taking their money. It's a lot of lot of bad.
I don't see how that would be a rush. I know a gambling rush. I like the gambling rush. I don't think I'd like the Ponzi scheme rush.
Yeah.
I don't think that would work for me. 713-780-ESP is your number.
Did you see what USC's media guide says about their record against Texas?
I do.
The last time I remember Texas and USC playing, I was actually at that game. It was a 41-38 victory for the University of Texas.
Pretty sure I remember Vince Young running into the end zone to win the game.
Yes, and that snapped a 34-game win streak. Most people remember that game. It's widely regarded as one of, if not the best college football game ever. Well, USC's media guide, they seem to have forgotten it. USC is 4-0 in its series with Texas. And then in a parentheses, it says, not including one loss vacated due to NCAA penalty.
Wasn't USC the one that was penalized?
Yeah. That's interesting that you're...
Okay.
Shame.
Yeah, shame on USC for that. I guess that means USC hasn't won a national championship in a long time either. Mm, I mean, that's an odd omission. Just take the L. It's all right.
Yeah, it's okay.
There's no shame in it. It was a long time ago. I found that interesting.
So if they vacated their championship, they have to vacate the fact that they appeared in the game.
Yes.
Basically.
Yeah. That never happened.
I'm going to go with, I kind of remember it happening.
Yeah. But technically, because Reggie Bush was on the field, didn't happen. I'm sure it says Reggie B, you know, asterisk SH, like, because they can't use his real name.
Right.
Did you see what happened with Ted Cruz?
I did. I didn't read too much about it because I just...
You weren't interested in what kind of pornography Ted Cruz is into?
Not really.
What's your trust level for Senator Ted Cruz? On a 1 to 10.
On a 1 to 10, what am I trusting him with?
Just in general. Like, would you trust him to... Like, how about this? How far would you trust him? Would you loan him $100? Would you let him babysit your kid?
No. $100, yes. Babysit, no.
Okay. Would you let him babysit your dog?
No.
Okay. Would you let him come over and change the litter in your cat boxes while you're on vacation?
Probably not.
Okay, so you don't trust him very much.
No, not really.
But you'd give him $100, huh?
I'd loan him $100, sure.
Okay. Would you trust him not to like, as your senator, would you trust him not to like pornographic videos on Twitter?
I'm okay with guys doing whatever they do when it comes to that. Now, from a public perspective,
I mean,
no,
he's a
you
senator.
Shouldn't be doing it. But I can't fault people if they like porn.
Cruz says it was a staffing issue and it was inadvertent. It was a mistake. It was not a deliberate action. He added, we're dealing with it internally, but it was a mistake. It was not malicious conduct.
So he didn't go with the, I was hacked?
No, and he also didn't go with, I didn't have anything to do with this. It wasn't me at all.
And if he would said that, I would think that it's believable because I'm almost sure that he doesn't handle his own Twitter account for the most part. I'm sure he tweets here and there, but I'm sure he has some interns tweeting as well.
And he hasn't addressed it on Twitter.
Has he unliked it?
Yeah, that happened for sure.
Ah.
Oh, Ted
I might actually
Cruz.
Respect him more if he's doing that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Of course, my level is pretty low.
Yeah. Ted Cruz, I think he's a creepy dude. That's just me. But well, what are you going to do?
I just got a text. I said, my husband and I are stuck in traffic, and his road rage is getting out of control. Can you give him a shout-out to improve his mood and save my evening, possibly our marriage at this point? His name is Dylan.
Shout-out, Dylan.
Yeah. You know what? Chill. There's nothing you can do about it. People are idiot drivers, especially in this city. Just got to relax. And think about Ted Cruz and the type of porn he likes. Or sex robots. Or guys masturbating at half marathons.
The New Yorker did a Andy Borowitz is sort of a satire writer, but he did this thing. He does this Borowitz report for the New Yorker magazine, And he wrote, this is back in 2015, in a potential stumbling block for his presidential ambitions, a new study indicates that the average American can only stand 4 seconds of exposure to Senator Ted Cruz.
4 seconds? Does that include his wife?
The study conducted by the University of Minnesota researchers during Tuesday night's Republican debate required subjects to be connected to electrodes to measure their tolerance for the senator. Within 4 seconds of watching Cruz, the majority of participants begged to be released from the experiment. Poor Ted Cruz. I think he's such an odd, unlikable dude. Disco says she wouldn't let Ted Cruz around anything living and breathing that I care about. And she says, of course it was a mistake. He accidentally hit the like button while he was power scrolling through porn, which is, that's likely.
Yeah, it can happen. Yeah. I'm not going to judge. Tim Burgess said, I guess Kansas didn't win the championship in 2008 because they beat Memphis, who vacated because of Derrick Rose.
Yeah.
Sorry. You lost that one, Tim.
Oh, silly folk. All right, guys. If, I don't know if Dirt Free could come help out Ted Cruz, like the carpet under Ted Cruz's desk. Can Dirt Free take care of that? I bet they could.
I'm sure it's stained.
I'm sure it's got problems. It's football season. Guys, friends are coming over to barbecue and watch the game. You don't want to be embarrassed with dirty carpets. Now's a great time to get your carpets and tile floors cleaned with Dirt Free carpet cleaning. Fall special, limited time only. They're going to clean one room free and give you a $100 free speed dry with any purchase over $120. The free room can be carpet or tile. You don't want to miss out on this deal. The other guys, they're leaving behind too much water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that can make your family sick. Not the case with Dirt Free. 281 Dirt Free, go toxic chemical free with Dirt Free. They've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, even your air ducts. Give them a call right now. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.5, and they'll clean one room free with any purchase and throw in a free speed dry. That's 281 Dirt Free, 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet.
ESPN 97.5. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hot Holly says she actually likes Cruz. Go figure.
Weird. That's gross, Holly.
Well,
whatever you're into.
Yeah.
Weirdo.
She just likes creepy guys. Hey, that bodes well.
Good for you.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. Did look at a couple of early lines here. If you want to talk gambling for a second.
We can do that.
You know what's interesting to me is that Ohio State still only 8-1 to win the whole thing. Did you notice that?
Yeah. I mean, you could argue that they just lost to the best team they'll play, but there's a tough road to hoe ahead of them, and if they lose one more game, they're all but eliminated.
Right. Brad Powers did his power rankings. He still has Ohio State fourth.
Oh, okay.
In his Vegas power rankings. What they would be.
Right. I don't agree with that. I saw what they looked like before. I mean, against Indiana, and I wasn't impressed then.
We'll ask him about that Thursday when he's on. But Alabama, he has 1, Oklahoma 2, Clemson 3, Ohio State 4, USC 5, Penn State 6, LSU 7, Auburn still 8th, Washington 9, Okie Light 10. That's his top 10 Vegas rankings, which are always a little bit different. All right. Now I can't find my damn line, so here they are. See if any of these appeal to you. University of Houston minus 22.5 against Rice.
I'll pass.
I'll pass on that. Rice isn't very good, but I don't know what Houston's offense is yet. And, I mean, Houston's going to win the game. One I really liked earlier, TCU minus 19.5 against SMU. I think I like SMU in that game to cover. TCU's kind of a trap game for them.
It is a trap game. The spot is that's definitely a bad spot. But TCU's offense is so good.
They are.
And they even look good against late. They eventually put it on, and Arkansas is a pretty good defense. And too much.
SMU can put up some points, though. And to them, this is a rivalry game. To TCU, it's probably not.
Yeah.
Which is just one of those things. LSU's 7-point favorites over Mississippi State.
Mississippi State's impressed so far.
Have people forgotten that Dan Mullen can coach?
Yeah. That's a tough one, though. I like what LSU's done so far. They look really great. But Mississippi State's no joke. If I had to, I'd take LSU, but I don't like that at all.
USC now up to 15.5 against
I'll take Texas.
I'll take some Bebo action on that one as well. How about this? Washington -35 against Fresno State.
Fresno State's not horrible. I'd take Fresno with that.
Ole Miss -3 at Cal.
Ole Miss is not good. I'll probably take Cal there.
Stanford only -8.5, now -9.5 at San Diego State.
I'll take Stanford.
Yeah, I think they bounce back here. Oklahoma -33.5 against Tulane.
Ugh, pass.
Yeah, it's too many points for me.
Yeah, and that's sort of a talking about a spot where it's not great after that Ohio State game. That's not ideal.
Here's another one that intrigues me. Wisconsin is a 17-point road favorite at BYU.
I'll take BYU.
I think BYU is going to cover that.
Yeah, Wisconsin, they've especially in the first half, they've struggled. 17 is a good number, I think.
Mentioned Duke-Baylor. Duke -14 now.
I like Duke. I think Duke puts it on them. They beat the hell out of Northwestern, and Northwestern showed me way more than Baylor has.
About UCLA -3.5 at Memphis. Memphis is a pretty good team.
Yeah.
It's a road game at 11 a.m. for UCLA.
Yeah. It's tough. I'd lean UCLA. I don't know how much I like Memphis. I mean.
Really good quarterback, really good receiver.
Yeah, that number, it's one of those where it's almost like, come on, take some. It's like it trying to talk you to come down into the sewer. I'll pass on that game.
South Carolina -4 against Kentucky, do anything for you?
I kind of like Kentucky there.
Notre Dame -15.5 against Boston College.
I don't know what to think of Notre Dame. I liked it against Georgia because I felt like Georgia was kind of on their level and they were giving away way more points than I would have thought. But Notre Dame's better than Boston College. I'd probably, if I had to, I'd take Notre Dame there.
And one more we'll look at. Michigan -24 against the Air Force.
Gosh, I just don't like Michigan's quarterback situation.
No.
It's at home, though.
Yeah.
Gun to head, I would say Air Force, but I don't like it.
Aggie now -24 against UL Lafayette.
I'll take UL Lafayette.
I'm going to...
What's the line on
going up?
I guess is the Miami Florida State game just no? They're moving that
because it was postponed. Yeah, there's no line on it.
Okay.
Yet.
What's the line on Tennessee Florida?
Tennessee and Florida. Let me look that one up here. Florida -4.5. I think I might take Tennessee there.
I might too. I mean, with all the hurricane stuff, it's a pain in the ass. They've been thrown off their schedule. That's probably where I'd go.
Yeah. And I don't think Tennessee is awful.
No, I don't either. I think they're pretty decent. What's Alabama? What are they giving against Colorado State?
Well, let's see if I can find that one. I'm scrolling through it now. I'm guessing.
I
can't
find it. I guess about 30. Which Colorado State's not garbage. And they played Colorado pretty tough. I mean, ended up losing 17-3, but they played them pretty tough. And they've already beat one D1 team.
28.5 is your number.
Or one Power 5 team. Oh, 28.5. That's not as much as I would have liked.
Yeah.
I was hoping for at least 30, but no, I'll probably pass on that then. Plus, it's at Alabama. The other games have all been at home. Yeah, they'll probably get their asses kicked.
Oregon -13 at Wyoming. I might take Oregon there.
Man, Oregon pissed me off. They let me down last week. That was a game they had basically covered the entire time. And then end up not covering at the end against Nebraska, who I don't think Nebraska's very good.
Well, they went over. That's all I cared about.
Yeah,
game.
They did.
That was one of my plays last week. Just look at some of the NFL games that we mentioned. Patriots are 4.5 at the Saints.
Give me the Patriots.
I think they bounce back in a big way.
Yeah, New Orleans has no line. They're coming off a short week. The Patriots have had extra time to prepare. I think New England houses them.
And give me over 53.5 there, which New England may do on their own.
They might.
Your Bills getting 7.5 from the Panthers. It's down to 7 now. That half made me interested.
I mean, it's at Carolina, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'd probably take the 7 because, I mean, when you think about it, the Panthers were 5.5 point favorites over the Niners.
Yeah.
The Bills aren't that, I mean, they're bad. I would probably take those points. I don't feel good about it, though. I think the Bills suck, but.
Cowboys -2 at Broncos.
I'll take Denver.
Kind of with you on that one. Seahawks -12, up -13.5 against the Niners.
At home, I'll take Seahawks.
Raiders -14 at home against the Jets. Well, that's a lot of points.
I'll take
to
the
have
Jets.
To cover.
Yeah, I'll take the Jets there.
So, a couple of big lines there. See if there's anyone else of interest.
That's double-digit division dog in the Seattle game.
Division
huh?
dog. That's right.
I'm not taking those points, though.
Yeah.
I love that team.
Well, that's one of those I just can't make myself punch the ticket on the 49ers.
No.
So I shall probably pass.
Colts are the same way for me. Or the Colts are unbettable right now.
Yeah, Cardinals -7. Now it's -7.5.
Okay. Yeah, I'll take that.
I probably would. I know they're home, but, man, they just look so bad right now without Andrew Luck.
Their
it's only one game.
Disaster.
Yeah, they can't score and they can't stop anybody other than that. Ravens -8 at home against the Browns. Browns kind of did us right last week.
Yeah. I think I'll probably take Cleveland. I still don't know how
outside
much I trust.
Outside a touchdown.
Yeah, I don't know how much I trust their offense, so I'll take Cleveland for now.
Danny Woodhead is dead for at least a month, so... That lasted
Buck
all
Buck Allen looked good, though.
He did.
I mean, that's
a
guy who I liked coming out of college, and I think he's got something. But he hasn't had a lot of opportunities. But when he had one yesterday or on Sunday, he ran with it. Looked good.
I'm kind of curious what you do with the Dolphins and the Bucks, who did not play last week and have had a lot of disruption. Dolphins are +4 at San Diego. And,
I like San Diego. I mean, the Dolphins, we're talking about having your schedule disrupted. I like the Chargers more than the Dolphins anyway.
Buccaneers -6.5 against the Bears.
Man.
Now it's 7. It's 7, I think I take Chicago.
I would take Chicago at 7, too.
Packers-Falcons. Falcons are 2-point favorites at home. 2.5 now.
I'll take the Falcons.
Inside of 3, I'll take the Falcons. Yeah, I think they're a good home team in the Packers.
And the Packers are a different road team than home team. I mean, all those good NFC teams, Seahawks, Falcons, Packers, it's all the same story. They're really great at home, and they're good on the road, but they're not great.
And really, the Packers are pretty average on the road. All right. There you go. There's some lines for you.
We still got no... Have you made a decision on the Bengals-Texans game? Is that a play for you? No play?
Right now, it's a no play for me.
Yeah,
but
kind of
by Thursday, we'll be in Vegas. And
that's what I'm thinking. I'm gonna
I'll wind up with something.
It.
I'll probably go under. Probably
suckers.
Go under.
All right, guys. Last time today, I'm going to tell you about DraftKings. Week 1 is in the books. It's not too late to get in on the game at DraftKings. 1 week fantasy football is the way to go. This Sunday, DraftKings is hosting a $100,000 pick'em contest. It's totally free to enter. It's the newest way to play 1 week fantasy football. You're drafting your team is faster than ever. They've organized players into 8 tiers. All you do is select one player from each tier. You might have 3 quarterbacks on your team. That's the way it works. So you're just trying to pile up the most points possible. Choose between public contests with big cash prizes or a private contest against just a small group of your buddies. The best part is you're drafting a new team every week with no commitment. Get to DraftKings.com now. Use promo code Houston to play in DraftKings' free contest with $100,000 in total prizes this Sunday. That's promo code Houston to compete for your share of $100,000 in total prizes. The contest is totally free to enter. Why wouldn't you try it? DraftKings, the game inside the game. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
From the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, this report is sponsored by Indeed.com. The South Sam eastbound at Kirby watch for an accident, and they've cleared the problem off the West Sam northbound at Tanner, but traffic's still crawling from before I-10. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. The ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center is brought to you by Uberito. Satisfy your hunger for shrimp and beef and one surf and turf sensation for just $10. Uberito, above and beyond your basic burrito.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-3776. And I apparently called them the San Diego Chargers, which I will probably do 10 more times this year. So.
Yeah.
I think they did that on Sunday, didn't they? I think the referee called them San Diego Chargers.
Yeah.
The Southern California Chargers. How's that? Does that work?
That works.
Cool.
This sounds like an episode of Breaking Bad. Police say, and the story's out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. Police say thieves have stolen an SUV and a U-Haul that was attached to it outside an Albuquerque motel. Police say the heist occurred early Monday at a Residence Inn. The trailer was what's your guess on what it would be carrying, Fred?
Sounds a little methy to me.
No.
Prostitutes?
No. They weren't human trafficking per se. It was carrying a casket.
Ooh,
containing the body of the victim's father-in-law. The casket was found not too far from the site where it was taken. So the thieves stole, got somewhere, busted open the U-Haul, said, "Oh, what have we got here? Oh, it's a dead guy." Police said the deceased man's daughter and her husband were on their way from Oklahoma to Kirtland, New Mexico to bury him. No arrests have been made, but the U-Haul was located after police searched for a black 2005 Chevy Trailblazer with Oklahoma plates. That's going a little cheap on the hearse, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is that normal, like, for people to just rent a U-Haul and haul a body that way?
Yeah, I haven't hauled a body in a long time, so I couldn't tell you, but I
don't know if that's even legal.
I think I would have a hearse. Pretty sure. Next time somebody I know dies, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if that's legal. I don't know. I don't know too much about legality when it comes to transporting, you know, dead bodies.
I do know that necrophilia is still not illegal in Louisiana.
Okay.
We had that story a couple of years ago.
Okay.
As I recall.
Maybe
that's what they could have used it for.
What's a warning shot, just by definition?
A warning shot?
Yeah.
You shoot one over somebody's head to let them know that you're going to kill them?
Like, hey, I've got real bullets here.
Yeah, I got real bullets. If you don't stop, you're a dead man or a woman.
Well, a Flint man was arrested after firing a, quote, warning shot into his neighbor's leg while she stood on his front porch.
That's a fail.
That's not a warning. That's like you just shot someone. The neighbor sought a refund of the $90 she had paid Sean Felton. That's the guy who's charged here. She'd paid Felton's roommate for home repairs after he didn't finish the job. Instead, Felton answered the door, stepping out onto the front porch to choke the woman with one hand, while placing a handgun to her left temple with the other, stating, "I'll blow your head off." Felton and his roommate told police the woman attempted to force entry into the home, which she was denied. It was then that Felton fired what he told officials was a warning shot into her leg, telling her to go home before Felton called 911.
Is he a...
He said, boom, I shot the ground. I don't know if it went through the leg or ricocheted or what. That's not a good warning shot. Felton was taken into custody, was originally charged with felonious assault, which is a 4-year felony, but pleaded to an amended misdemeanor charge of discharging a firearm while aimed without malice but with injury.
So is he a good shot for doing this, or is he a bad shot because he was supposed to miss?
I feel like he's a bad shot, if that was really your intent. I don't know. That's odd.
Interesting question.
And I got one more story for you.
Okay.
A man was... His name's Luke Howard. He set up a... he set up a piano in an attempt to win his girlfriend back. She had broken up with him, and...
good riddance.
He said he would not leave until she took him back. It was a round-the-clock performance. But it is officially stopped now. Luke continued to play over the weekend, but has now stopped after claiming he was punched in the head at around 4 a.m. today. He added the reason he packed up was because he realized he had, quote, spectacularly failed with his original aim to win his girlfriend back. That wasn't going to do it. He said, I stopped playing yesterday because I realized what I had wanted to do had spectacularly failed. He said he apologized to those offended by his plan. The social media reaction turned it very quickly into something that would cause the one person I didn't want to hurt embarrassment and pain. That was the last thing in the world I'd wanted to happen. So I left. And finally, someone said that stop romanticizing stalker behavior and punched him in the head repeatedly until he decided to leave. He said it was like a toddler holding its breath till he gets what he wants. So, not a wise decision to, I mean, listen, not everybody wants to hear you play the piano. You can't just set up in a public spot and start playing. Like, if you're Elton John or Billy Joel,
yeah,
that'd be cool. Okay. But if you're just some a-hole trying to get your girlfriend back.
Or if you're Liberace and you're back from the dead.
Yeah. We don't like you.
That'll
get you punched.
That is stalkerish.
It's creepy.
Why don't people just accept, okay, if she doesn't want you anymore.
She doesn't want you. Find someone new.
Yeah. There's a lot of women out there. A lot of men out there.
Yeah.
And some of them are kind of cool. So rather than go and stalk and play piano, go join Jong on Tinder. That's what I would do if I were him.
Jong's not on Tinder anymore.
Oh. But it worked for him.
It did.
I mean, if it can work for Jong and he doesn't even play the piano.
Listen, they haven't sealed the deal yet. By the way, did you read this story? I always feel bad for Pitbulls. I think Pitbulls get a bad rap.
I hate his music, though.
No, not Pitbull the musician.
Oh, sorry.
But this Pitbull named Major attacked his owner, killed him. He tore into his owner Mario Paravotti's neck and face. Just after he had taken part in a documentary about drugs. Well, what had happened was the dog had eaten crack cocaine.
Oh, jeez. It's usually the owner's fault in these situations.
Major was 8 times the drug drive limit when he attacked his owner, who had fell into an epileptic bed on his in his flat near North London. Nicholas Carmichael, an expert in veterinary toxicology, told the hearing that samples of cocaine and morphine were in Major's urine. Oh,
God.
So it's almost impossible to say whether that will make the dog attack, but it does make them respond abnormally. They become very agitated and excited. It's highly more likely that this attack happened because the dog had taken cocaine. Don't give your dogs crack cocaine.
Was the guy passed out from?
Yes.
Okay, that explains it.
Yeah.
That's rough.
I feel like if you give your dog crack, you probably deserve to get your face mauled.
Yeah, well.
R.I.P. crackhead.
Kind of thing that will hound him forever.
Oh, boy. It's the dog days for him, for sure.
It is.
All right, I got to tell you about Man Centers. Better lives start here at Man Centers. Whether you're dealing with low testosterone, sexual dysfunction, or just general male wellness, they've got you covered. Prevention is key, guys. Have a yearly checkup. It's really simple, and that'll help you out. Man Centers knows that you've got a responsibility to be healthy for your family. They're trying to help you lead a better, more fulfilling life. If you're feeling unmotivated, sluggish, tired at work, maybe you need a lot of coffee to get you through the day, maybe your testosterone's low. It's natural for men to go through this. Man Centers is helping you regain your natural testosterone production. It's not about shots. They're focusing on getting your body's natural ability to produce testosterone back. It's going to help you with sexual performance. It'll help you if you're an athlete. It'll help you with stamina. It'll help you with motivation at your job. It'll help you sleep at night. A lot of great things about it. Man Centers can help you for all your male-related needs. They've got three locations now, one on I-10, one open in Pearland, and the newest one that opened up this last week in Tomball. Man Centers focuses on male urology that your primary care physician might not focus on, and they take most insurances, so they probably take yours. Give them a call to find out, 832-358-8600, or go to mancenters.com. That's Man Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives. I know you want me, you know I want you. I know you want me, you know I want you. I know you want me, you know I want you.
ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Window World of Houston. Not only are providing premium quality windows at a fantastic price, but those windows are made right here in America where they should be made, and they carry the Good Housekeeping seal of approval. Window World's become the country's number one window company by offering a lifetime warranty, higher quality product, and a low price that starts at just $189. What's the first step to reducing your energy bills? Simple. Call Window World of Houston. Schedule a free written estimate. There's no hassles. There's no high pressure. It's a free estimate, guys. You got nothing to lose. 713-439-1172 or online at windowworldhouston.com. That's 713-439-1172 or online at windowworldhouston.com. It's Window World, simply the best for less.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. That's kind of, I might be interested in that Sammy Hagar concert.
Sammy Hagar in the Circle?
Yeah. Jason Bonham. That might be interesting. When is that? Did you listen? Because I didn't hear the date.
I didn't.
I wasn't paying attention. All right, we usually finish the show on Tuesday with Hey Man Bleep That, and I have one today that I want to bleep something.
Okay.
All right, I'm waiting.
Well, I'm pretty sure I've bitched about this before, but one of the things that it drives me nuts is how many people, especially downtown, just run red lights.
Okay.
We had our ESPN truck got totaled because of that. Last night, our buddy Disco Biscuit got plowed by a lady who ran a red light.
Oh.
Well, maybe. I don't know. That's personal. But
yeah.
I wouldn't know. But
I don't know what happened after the accident.
Yeah. Maybe they made friends. And I see one a week. And it's always... The other night, I stop at a red light that had been red for a good 2 or 3 seconds. And a guy comes flying around me out of my lane into another lane so he can run it and almost hits another car. I see about one wreck a week because of this. Or crossing those side streets in Edo where they try to get across Polk before the cars come by. Guys, don't be in such a damn rush, because you know what's going to happen? If you cause an accident, you're going to be late. And you're not going to have a car. That's and you true. Might not be able to get to work. And it's real true. Simple. All you got to do is just stop at a bleeping red light. That's it. Quit trying to run them. And, man, sometimes these people run them a good 5 seconds after the lights change. You're just asking for trouble. And I would say, I hope you get in an accident, but you'll hit somebody else who doesn't deserve it because they have a green light. So to you, dickweeds, I say, hey, man, f*** that.
I've got one. I don't eat at McDonald's anymore. I ate there once. I don't know, like maybe a month or two ago. I don't know why I did either. It was a mistake. But other than that, I haven't eaten McDonald's in like probably 5-6 years.
Can't remember the last time I ate there.
Well, guess what McDonald's is doing? There's several employees on Reddit claiming they were encouraged to employ, quote, a pinching technique in order to covertly give customers less than a full portion of French fries. Well, that's like the only good thing about McDonald's is their French fries. And in several admissions, McDonald's employees claim that they had been taught the same technique at the franchise in order to give out fewer fries. Basically, what they do is, you know, they got those red carton things.
Right.
They squeeze the box as they shove the fries in with that little fry dispensing thing. And then they let it go. And it's not as full as if you don't pinch it, obviously. Because then all that room that you were pinching comes loose. And apparently,
so one thing they have that doesn't suck,
they're trying to rip people out on.
On cheap food. That's... that's brutal.
One guy said, I worked at McDonald's and they taught me how to pinch the fry carton just right while putting the fries into them so it looked full, but actually wasn't. I only had one customer call me out on it. He shook the fries out into his bag and poured them back into the fry carton himself, and it only filled up halfway, so I had to give him more fries. I was impressed and embarrassed. It's been 7 years and I could still see his face. I mean,
that's a little creepy.
So McDonald's is ripping people off now with French fries. To that I say, hey man, f*** that.
Mine comes from today's announcement of iPhone 10. I'm going to play a little clip from today's event.
Thanks, Tim. We are so excited here. And as Tim mentioned, at Apple, we pride our technological advancements on the synergy that has been harvested in our ecosystem. What I'm holding in my hands right now features dual BBW front facial unlocking technology that will give you unmatched unlocking facials. Our team has been working really hard at this, and we are so excited to announce for the first time ever the iPhone XS. Thank you. Thank you. The iPhone XS captures
the
mantra of Wayne Gretzky's famous quote, skate to where the puck is going, not where it has been.
And what they also released was wireless charging.
Which Android's been doing for a long time now, right?
Yeah, they did, but I'm not a big fan of it, wireless charging, because a lot of times people do like charging their phone and using it at the same time. And with wireless charging, that's going to eliminate, you know, your ability to, you know, use it and you know, charge it at the same time. And to that, I say, hey, man, fuck that.
Did I miss iPhone 7, 8, and 9?
7, I have the 7. What this year's model was supposed to be the 7S, they turned into the 8. And the 10 is because of the 10-year anniversary.
Yeah, there's not much changing with this thing, though. I'm not paying a grand for
that. It's supposed to, I mean, one of the other things that I don't like is that they go from like a low gigabyte model, and then they skip the middle gigabyte model, and they go to a massive gigabyte model. So the 64 gigabyte model is going to be $1,000. They're going to skip the 128, and they're going to go straight to the 256, and that's going to be $1,150.
I see. Well, and like AT&T doesn't do the thing anymore where you get one cheaper for your plan. You got to pay for the whole thing.
Well, yeah, you have to pay the monthly fee. And by the way, that was Raheel. And he wanted to put something together for the Apple thing.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Well, you kept talking about facials.
Yeah, and BBWs.
Yeah.
That's on.
Very strange, man.
He wanted to do, I think we wanted to do something about the whole, that debacle last night with Sergio. What was his name? Sergio, I forget, but.
Oh, Dip?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He needed to go slower if he wanted to do that. All right, that is going to wrap it up. Jerome Solomon will be here tomorrow. If you get a chance, tune in at 8 o'clock tonight over on SB Nation 1560 for the pregame line with me and RJ Bell, 1 hour show. be available on Podcast Arena and pregame once it's up. Great job, Jong Lee. Great job, AJ Hoffman. These guys will be back tomorrow. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.
You want to go out tonight but don't know where to go? Easy fix. Head over to culturemap.com for the latest social happenings going on in the city.